Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is terrified of you, and you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. Me. It's terrified. He is terrified.
You need to be terrified of me too.
Then why does say daddy did it? Why? Why does say daddy did it?
I don't know. He says daddy does a lot of things.
Like what? A 3-year-old's not gonna lie about what happened to his arm.
All right, those are those explosive tapes that you heard in the past. We've been talking quite a bit about the Chiefs, Tyreek Hill. NFL says they will not discipline him. By the way, we have not disciplined Christian Fourier for taking the day off, but Adam Schefter of ESPN joins us. I'm sure you're disappointed, Ryan.
Listen, my job is to report what they say, and I kind of believe that it was going this way, and this is what I sensed the last few weeks, to be perfectly frank. And again, the NFL is doing its investigation, and you know, I think what is troubling to a lot of people is that the league is taking such a hardline stance on so many different players with so many different offenses, ranging from deflating footballs to smoking marijuana. And yet here we have one of the most disturbing allegations of all, and it's not disciplining a player who you just heard the audio about. Now, again, keep in mind that that audio came on an 11-minute audio tape, and there was context if you listen to the full 11 minutes. Anybody who listened to the full 11 minutes of that tape might have a different opinion. I'm not defending this. I'm trying to explain to you why the league decided to do what it did. And viewed in the context of the overall investigation, the league also included interviews with family members on both sides and Tyreek Hill. And after that audio tape, oddly enough, that couple, Tyreek Hill and his then-fiancée, flew back as a couple to the States. And then we're a couple again. So it is just a very strange situation. And the one thing that I safely can say is that I don't think what everybody assumed is just automatically true. I think there's a lot of tentacles and layers to this, and it's easy to just to jump to conclusion. And again, I'm not defending Tyreek Hill. I'm trying to explain to you why the league did what it did. And I think the Chiefs believe that Tyreek Hill put himself in this position, and he has himself to blame. There's no question about that. But they think that there's a big difference between that and what he was accused of doing, and they don't think that he injured his child. The Chiefs don't. Nor does the NFL. Obviously, by the way, it concluded this investigation, leaving it open in the event that more evidence does surface.
Adam, what about the part two? I know part of the conduct policy deals with threats, right? Verbal, physical mm-hmm. threats. Part of that tape, when he tells her that she should be terrified of him,
yeah.
and then he uses, you know, whatever the word that we all know, the B word, whatever. But mm-hmm. they seem to ignore that part of it in their statement like it never happened.
Listen, again, I'm not going to explain this. I think the one thing that we've seen from the NFL is the hard line that it's taken in other years and other players. It seems like they've begun to let up a little bit there.
Yeah, why is that, you think, Adam? Real quick, because we talked about it before, right? So the No Morth campaign in 2015, 2016 ratings, it was an election year, 2017 Kaepernick, the anthem, numbers are down. How much do you think the business has played into this, softening on star players like Ezekiel Elliott or Tyreek Hill?
Well, let me explain something. It goes beyond that. Like, even on the drug policy, there have been players who have been caught. And I'm not telling you that the league has basically just said, okay, well, you go do what you're doing. We're looking to the, that's not it at all. But there have been instances where it seems as if the league is more willing to cooperate with players and show a little bit of leniency in certain cases, a little bit of understanding. Whereas in the past, for a while, it didn't seem to be that way. And I don't know whether that's them trying to get along with the NFLPA as they try to get a new CBA done this upcoming football season. I don't know whether that's them recognizing that ultimately it's not the an FBI, it's the NFL. And their job is to basically produce a good product and make sure it makes money and make the owners happy, right?
Yeah.
And so they have gotten off that course in other years. I think everybody could agree.
So we,
and I think everybody could also agree that that was with very, very mixed results, correct?
Yeah. Yes. And so we all know that this becomes a risky situation for them. The DA, Steve Howe, back on April 26, admitted that a crime was committed. So it sounds to me like in the investigation, it's a he said, she said. One of the two committed the crime. There was a broken arm. We know that, right?
No, we don't know that. It could be that the child slipped and fell and had an accident.
It could be, but now, the DA said the crime was committed, though, right? Adam, that's what he said.
I think it seems like that the child has been abused, right, at some point in time by whoever it was. Okay? I don't know that that abuse included breaking his arm. I don't know. I don't know if the NFL knows. If the league had any evidence that Tyreek Hill was the one that broke that kid's arm, they should ban him for life.
I agree, but suppose they believe in this situation that Crystal was the one that actually broke the arm. Shouldn't they try to in some way, I mean, he's still with her, shouldn't they in some way try to at least pass it on to her? So, because isn't this risky down the road? If 2 months from now, 3 months from now, it seems to be a rough situation with this couple, and something happens here, like Ray Rice, something happens here, it's egg right back on the face of the National Football League, and you know the climate out there is not good for this.
Well, my understanding is the couple is not together anymore, as a matter of fact. So I don't believe they are a couple. I don't believe they are an item. And I believe that they are living separate lives and doing their own thing. And so there's one belief introduced into all this that, again, I think there's a lot that has gone on here that a lot of people don't know, like that, right? I'm not sure that they're together is what I understand to be the case.
Originally when the commissioner talked about suspensions, we can go back to the Adam Jones day. You didn't have to be convicted. If you were embarrassing the league, that was enough for a suspension. Yeah. And because of that, I think we all thought, no matter what happened legally in the Robert Kraft case, he was going to be suspended. He embarrassed the league. And yet, I wonder if any of that changes today. Does it?
I don't know how we get from Tyreek Hill to Robert Kraft. In two different instances, two different situations, two different set of facts. And again, the league made its ruling on Tyreek Hill based on the evidence, and it will go ahead and make its own ruling on Robert Kraft at some point in time.
But they treat the owners are treated with a much different, a higher standard than the players are.
And I think that's what you'll hear. I mean, I know people in New England will want to hear it because Tyreek Hill will be playing week one. But I do think Roger Goodell will say that they hold owners to a higher standard. When I think the reality is that Kraft doesn't affect the product on the field for Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football, or is not a weapon for one of the great young quarterbacks in the game, and that does not hurt the product if Robert Kraft is suspended as opposed to Tyreek Hill.
Well, okay, did he hold Jimmy Haslam of the Cleveland Browns to a higher standard when his company got in trouble? Did that happen?
Certainly did, Ursay.
Well, it was a very public situation, much like the Robert Kraft situation. I just think that I don't want to see the pendulum swinging back the other way, right? But here's Ezekiel Elliott out in Vegas, intoxicated, clearly by the video, puts his hands on the security guard or his shoulder. Now, on the surface, does that deserve discipline? I think we all could debate that. It was not an egregious offense, but he did shoulder the guy to the ground. Now, if it happened to anybody else, not a big deal. But if it happened to a guy that has had the history that Ezekiel Elliott has had, why would the league not go ahead and, I don't know, hand down a game to him?
All right. But see, they took a lot of heat for maybe not being aggressive enough, and this is why they went the other way. Now I feel like, like you said, the pendulum is swinging. Eventually, this is going to burn them again, isn't it?
First of all, in my mind, the league shouldn't even be in this business, okay? It should turn over these investigations to the legal authorities, and it should go run the football business, not a police investigation business, okay? That's not their expertise. It's just not. You could go hire all these experts that have worked in these fields. But the fact of it, it's the National Football League. It's a football office, yeah. Right? And they're now asked to basically judge these crimes, reach a decision separate from the court system, and somehow or another, if I were involved, I would somehow turn it back onto the legal system. Like, that's what it is. Now, again, that's led to its own issues and complications. It relied on the legal system during Ray Rice. Look what happened there. So it's a whole complicated set of circumstances that really there's no actual right answer, because every case is different and unique. Every case.
Yeah. Right, one final question, because you talked about a change, and there certainly seems to be a change. Elliott, Hill, two prominent teams. Dallas is important. You know the football ratings for the Dallas Cowboys and what they get nationally. And right now, Kansas City, with the best quarterback and maybe the superstar of the league for the next decade. All right, how much of it is tied into business that the commissioner can't continue to do too much with these guys because you still need the product?
Well, I don't believe in the end that that's what made the league's decision. Listen, the league spent, like I said, 8.5 hours with Tyreek Hill. It had all the evidence. It interviewed his family. It interviewed her family. She refused to cooperate in this particular case. It relied on the information it could get out of the district attorney's office there. And I think ultimately, yes, in a perfect world, the league would like its best players to be on their best behavior. But if they felt that there was evidence that Tyreek Hill did something wrong, the league would have suspended him here. Whether or not he is the most dangerous player, literally, in the National Football League, which he is, he's that dynamic with the football in his hands. And I don't believe that when they sat down, they said, boy, don't see anything here. Don't see anything here. And this guy's so good. We got to have him on the field. Like, he's got to be there. I don't think that's a part of it.
Right.
I really don't.
Well, last thing for me, Adam, too, is that I do think the timing plays a role in this, right? Let's say both incidents happen week 6 of the NFL. Do they come off the field immediately? Do you allow them to play the rest of the year? You know, right?
Who would have listened? The audio came out in April, and he was banned from the Chiefs facility for the rest of the offseason until they could get more information.
Yeah.
So if it happened in week 6, and that audio, we fast forward it, and instead of April 28th, this happens October 28th. Yes, he's taken off the field until they learn. I'm just telling you this, though.
Yeah.
In talking to various people connected to the situation over the last month or so, more than that, but I mean, really, I knew a month ago that this was going in this direction. I'm just telling you. And they that's what they thought, too. You listen to what they describe and what they talk about. Again, I don't know what happened. I have not investigated this case. If Tyreek Hill did anything wrong, he should be banned from the league. The league determined he didn't do anything wrong here. A league that we know has taken a hard line stance before on a lot of players for a lot issues that are not nearly as disturbing as this one.
See, this is why I wish Christian was here, Adam, because the wordsmith, like various people associated with this, it's beautiful. He needs that kind of training. We went over this before with him breaking stories, so it was nice.
We've done our best to, bring him into that school and coach him up a little bit. But some guys are more coachable than others.
No question about that. All right, Adam, good stuff. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
See you later. You too. Adam Schefter of ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.